Okay, 好，文章中说的是 Two men took the parcel off the plane and carried it into the customs house. Well, two detectives were keeping guard at the door. 好 ,keep guard 本身表示保卫守卫的意思。Two detectives were keeping guard at the door. 两个侦探在门口守卫着。Two others opened the parcel. 好 ,open 打开 ,two others, 另外两个侦探打开了包裹。To their surprise, the precious parcel was full of stones and sand. 本文中非常重要的结构是 two ones 加名词 ,OK? 那比如说令我们吃惊的是 two ones surprise, 注意 surprise 是个名词形式 two ones surprise, 令我们吃惊的是令我们高兴的是同样的应该是 two ones, 注意用名词 two ones joy, two ones joy, 或者是 two ones delight, 令我们高兴的是 two ones joy,To one delight. 再比如说令某人伤心的是 To one sorrow. To one sorrow. 令某人伤心的是令某人失望的是 To one's disappointment. To one's disappointment. OK, 一定注意 To one's 加名词翻译成令某人怎么怎么样的令某人吃惊的是令某人高兴的令某人悲伤的令某人失望的等等等等 OK, This was my first date, but to my surprise, the girl didn't turn up.那是我的第一次约会，但是令我吃惊的是，那个女孩根本就没来。好 ，turn up 翻译成出席到场的意思。OK， 那这里面 ，This was my first date, but to my surprise， 令我吃惊的是，注意 ，surprise 是个名词形式。我们再来看个例句 ，To the boy's sorrow, the doggy died 2 days later。令小孩伤心的是，这个小狗两天之后死了。嘿 ，the doggy 表示小狗狗的意思，是个儿童用语。那 ，To the boy's sorrow, the doggy died 2 days later。令小男伤心的是 to the boy's sorrow, OK, that's it. 注意这个结构 to one 加名词翻译成令某人怎么怎么样的事 to one's surprise, 令某人吃惊的是令某人高兴的是 to one's joy, to one's delight, 令某人伤心的是 to one's sorrow, 令某人失望的是 to one's disappointment. This was my first date, but to my surprise, the girl didn't turn up. To the boy's sorrow, the doggy died 2 days later, OK.To their surprise, the precious parcel was full of stones and sand. 这个珍贵的包裹里面装满了石头和沙子。OK, 那这里面 was full of 翻译成装满什么东西。OK, full 是个形容词。OK, 表示满是充满的意思。For example, I'm full. I'm full 表示我饱了，我吃饱了的含义。OK, 再比如说 The precious parcel was full of stones and sand. 珍贵包裹里面装满石头和沙子。OK, 那么相关短语再比如说装满什么东西还会这样说 Be filled with.Be filled with 被装满什么东西 OK 那么这句话我同样还可以说 The precious parcel was filled with stones and sand 这个珍贵的包裹里面被装满石头和沙子注意它将动作概念被装满了 Be filled with 也就是说 fill 本身是个动词叫装填的含义 OK 那么主动形式是 Fill something with something 用什么装满某个容器所以这句话我还可以这样换个角度来想一下贼在包里面装满了石头和沙子可以表达为 The thieves filled the parcel with stones and sand 注意 fill something with 表示用什么东西装满某个容器是个主动的概念 Be filled with 表示某个容器里面被装满什么东西可以它有被动含义但是也可以表达某种状态那么这个 be full of something 它是纯粹的表示某东西里面装满充满什么东西是个状态 OK 好注意文章中间 The precious parcel was full of stones and sand OK好回顾一下关于充满的短语 full for example I am full the precious parcel was full of stones and sand be filled with the precious parcel was filled with stones and sand fill something with the thieves filled the parcel with stones and sand 那么回顾一下这篇文章中间我们注意一下用一般过去式表示动作发生完了用过去进行时描述过去某事正在做某事或者描述这个故事的背景 OK, that is passage